Project 101.5, Wild Earth Guardians is in, and they're going to be hosting Telluride Mountain Film on tour tomorrow night at the Lensic. So, Terry Flanagan is here, and she is, were you one of the folks that went to Telluride and picked the films?
I was, actually.
Yeah, screened them all.
Yes.
And decided, okay, this one, coming to Santa Fe.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So, good. You're exactly the person I want to talk to. I want to know more about what the lineup of films is tomorrow.
Great. Well, thanks for having us. We're excited about Telluride Mountain Film tomorrow night at the Lensic. We've been doing it now in Santa Fe for about a decade, and the film festival in Telluride has been going on for over 30 years. And so we're lucky enough to be able to be a local host for the film festival. And we've got a great range of films, from environmental films to climbing films and biking films and all-around inspiring films.
Cool.
So the feature film that we're going to be showing is a film that is about the tsunami in Japan and what happened there when the earthquake happened and the nuclear reactors had meltdowns and there was a cascading effect in the environment. And what about the resiliency of human nature took over to create harmony and peace for some of the people in Japan after that epic event.
And how long ago was this particular tsunami? I can't remember.
This
it
was
seemed
in
like about 4 years?
2010.
2010?
Yeah, March of 2010.
Okay.
It is an absolutely stunningly beautiful and inspiring film about human nature and the resiliency to look devastation in the face and come to creative solutions that are anchored in the environment, because what brings part of the Japanese culture back together again is the ritualistic meaning and understanding of the cherry blossom and the annual just bringing together of that natural event helps to land people back into themselves and into their home after such tragedy. It's a beautiful story. That's going to be in our second half, but in the first half.
And when you say that's a feature, that means it's one of the long ones, right?
It is. And long for us
long
on a one
for
night.
A short.
Exactly. For a film festival of this nature, which is one night, it's, I think, all of 35 minutes. Beautiful music by Moby, beautiful cinematography. And it just keeps you, despite the devastation of that film, it keeps you inspired and thinking about transformation. So that's going to be our big one in the second half. But we also...
Now, you've also got, I'm sure, ski films.
We do, actually.
Mountain climbing, glaciers.
Yeah, we're actually following that film in the second half with... a beautiful film about skiing in Japan. Again, looking at the celebration and the resiliency of a culture that's been hit with this devastation, just part of the culture, part of the people bouncing back, celebrating, you know, their indomitable spirit. So we have a beautiful ski show of Japan, and the backdrop is these... Japanese traditional drums. So, you know, you've got these beautiful skiers coming down, gorgeous cinematography, beautiful light, and this cultural landedness of the drums. I mean, it's just lovely, and it's a way that we're actually following up that tsunami and the cherry blossom.
Right on. Send us home with a smile on our face.
You bet. Yeah, and resiliency.
What's this one about the wolf mother? You got any info on that?
The wolf mother... No, you've stumped me. That, oh yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, okay. So that's, I think you're talking about Race in the End, which is about a bike race that happens in LA on the LA Marathon course, which is 26 miles, no traffic, and it happens in the middle of the night. I think the course opens at 4, and it's this sort of like, you know, primal battle between bikers in the middle of the night. And it started as a crash race where organizers decided that there was going to be no other time where you could have such an epic bike race that was free of obstacles, people, cars, traffic. So they crashed the LA Marathon course. And so this captures that. I don't know.
They do it in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night. So people get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get ready for the race. It starts at 4, and they're actually on the same course as the LA Marathon. So it's this really, it's this like underground racing, and there are dog tags, and there's this pride, and it's urban, and it's adventure, and it's adrenaline, and it's human spirit, and it's indomitable energy.
They skid a lot, like Tokyo Drift.
Probably. Can you imagine just the oil slicks? And yeah, I mean, definitely just the road being really greasy and stuff. But yeah, it's really a great, I love that film when I first saw it. So we definitely knew we wanted to bring it. It's very different.
What else you got?
Well, let's see. So we also have in classic mountain film form, we have a film about like racing the nose in El Capitan, Yosemite Valley. We've got people like Dean Potter and Sean Leary who are ascending the nose, which has been done. It's not new, but in record form. You know, they are literally at this point, people are constantly pushing their limits. That's what mountain film is about. Whatever your orientation is, whether it's climbing, the environment, social justice, it's really about pushing your limits. And that's what makes this film festival so inspiring and captivating and alluring. So you got these guys who have been on the nose many times, but this time they're trying to break records, and they do.
Wow. I think I've seen this Sketchy Andy film. I'm not sure where.
Sketchy Andy is the one that I'm least familiar with. I actually didn't see that at the film festival last Memorial Day weekend.
If it's one I'm thinking of, I mean, this guy, out of control.
Well, you know, his name is Andy Lewis. He lives in Moab. He turned down a Madonna World Tour. He was actually entertaining with Madonna during the Super Bowl halftime show last year. And basically, it's about slacklining. And Madonna loved it so much that she wanted to have him go on a world tour with him. He turned it down so that because his slack life is what he calls it. The slack life is everything for him. He loves the adventure of it. He loves pushing himself beyond boundaries. And he's actually, this film is going to show that, the biggest risk to slacklining is falling. And he does a lot of this stuff where he doesn't
use a safety.
He does and he doesn't. What he's devised now is his thing that he likes to do, what he calls baselining, which is if you're going to fall off a slack line and you're in a perilous situation, you might as well base jump off of it. So now his thing is that he is slacklining free without attachment, but he does have the equipment on him
takes a parachute with him?
He takes basically that classic, I don't even know what it is, but it's like a parachute, and he ends up landing safely on the ground. He actually calls
base
jumping.
It is the guy. I've seen the movie. He's crazy.
He even calls base jumping not even as like what we all think of that as adrenaline sport. He calls it a form of transportation. It gets him off the slack line and returns him to the earth so he can get back on the slack line again.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
But that's a good one.
He's a very charismatic guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really is.
It's going to be a good program. Well, it always is.
Some really fun also mountain biking Danny MacAskill, who just loves his bike and does stunts and to great like background music of Ben Howard. So this guy is athletic, he's talented, and so it's an awesomely fun bike film, and that lasts about 5 minutes. And we're also showing a film called Blue Obsession. Alaska's glaciers right now are losing 24 cubic miles of ice every year. And there's this great...
You know, there's entire parts of the coastline in Alaska that are just ice.
Yeah.
And if it melts, then, I mean, there's towns that aren't going to exist anymore.
Right. I mean, huge topic. And this film captures a climber who loves ice climbing, and he was going into these areas, these glacial areas, climbing and just realizing and seeing, obviously, the ephemeral nature of it, decided that as his sort of paying homage or last respects to a dying glacier, he was going to capture it. So it's lovely, it's beautiful, it's epic, and it's ephemeral and it's fleeting, and there's a bit of... Yeah, it's tender because you're looking at an environment that's disappearing before our eyes and will be gone before you know it. He had the wherewithal to pay his last respects in this manner so that we can all benefit from seeing this beautiful, still living ecosystem, however, on the brink of disappearing.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean,
and that's not even all of them, folks. There's more films yet.
Yeah, more films. And, you know, I mean, Telluride Mountain Film, really, it's just this beautiful collection of people and cultures that come together every Memorial Day weekend in Telluride. And you leave the film festival having experienced such a range of intellect and emotion and heart. This film festival is personal. It's profound. It's shattering. It's inspiring. You're not yourself. And if you are yourself after the film festival, you should test your pulse to make sure you're still alive. This stuff gets you going, and you leave the film festival like we hope you'll leave the one night, like, sort of synopsis of the film festival, wondering what you can do to change your life and be a better version of yourself.
As I understand it, there are still tickets available.
Yeah.
Okay. At the Lensic, which is online, ticketsantafe.org, also REI, the Rail Yard?
I'm not sure if they're still selling them there.
Okay.
So Double check.
Go for the Lensic.
Yeah.
988-1234 is their number. They open in physical time at 10, and then it's online, ticketsantafe.org. It's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. At the Lensic.
I hope to see you there.
Telluride Mountain Film on tour. Terry, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.